This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Some 10,000 asylum seekers have been sent to Chicago since late summer. They often arrive with very little food, few possessions, and little to no access to medical care despite difficult journeys. Cook County Health's clinic on the northwest side is the main medical provider for these migrants, but the Cook County Health System, which has a long legacy of treating immigrants, is bracing for a financial storm of sorts. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch brings us this story.
Dr. Denise Cuneal has been a pediatrician for 25 years. She's the daughter of an immigrant and sees herself reflected in her patients. Cuneal is the head doctor where Cook County runs the migrant clinic. Every day, some 60 to 90 asylum seekers funnel through, nearing capacity. The county set up this clinic quickly. And what Cuneal has seen, she carries with her.
It was probably the second day that we had erupted the clinic. I say erupt because it really was a volcano. It just erupted into this, and it's blossomed into this beautiful cause.
In September, a family of four arrived. A mom, dad, a school-age girl, and her teenage sister.
They were one of those families who showed up in flip-flops, used flip-flops, so they were practically walking barefoot.
Inside an exam room, she asked the girls to put on gowns.
The teenager continued to apologize because she hadn't showered.
Cuneal takes a long pause and starts to sob.
And she was just so thankful that it was like her first exam since she couldn't even remember. And she was just apologizing.
It's been a lot.
Cuneal lays out how Cook County Health has tended to the rapid flow of migrants to Chicago. There are newborn babies and heavily pregnant women. Some people need surgery. The kids are mostly healthy, though many are underweight and undernourished. Some children are so sick with syndromes and diseases that have never been diagnosed. But about 9 months into running this clinic, Cook County Health is bracing for financial woes to collide, potentially losing at least $40 million this year. Israel Rocha Jr. is CEO of Cook County Health.
We're not in the position of saying we're not going to care for people who are at our doors. And so we're going to do what we have to do, but it does come with a consequence and a cost.
Here's the conundrum. Cook County Health has so far spent about $20 million caring for migrants. And this is not a rich hospital system with resources to spare. The state has cut off funding for the clinic. And the health system is bracing for a wave of low-income patients to lose their public Medicaid health insurance. That's because after a 3-year pause during the pandemic, the state is back to requiring people prove they qualify for Medicaid. These patients will still need treatment, but with perhaps no way to pay. Rocha says the ripple effect could be that patients wait longer to see a doctor.
If you're reducing resources, you're going to have impacts almost everywhere. You may have to delay equipment. You may be less competitive getting a provider, so you're going to have delays. There may be difficulty in hiring staff and keeping up with the markets.
Next year's proposed state budget does include about $42 million to help Chicago and Cook County with asylum seekers. But it's not clear who gets what. Back at the clinic, Cuneal takes me to a boutique for the migrants. Her face brightens when she opens the door.
This is where we were housing our donations.
There are shelves of items and bins families can go through. It's basically an exam room turned into a donation center.
From shoes to undergarments to shirts to sweaters to pants.
Down the hall, the waiting area is packed with people. Rocha says he's making contingency plans should he need to find more space. The migrant clinic is getting more full. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.